What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks, guys. On this episode, I'm talking about Fury versus Wilder 3, the recap, the review, my thoughts on it, what I saw, what I didn't see, what I liked, what I didn't like, and just give you my perspective on, I'm not gonna say if boxing is dead or not, but the topic will come up sooner or later. I mentioned that in me talking about this. I'm going to have an episode, and that's basically it. It's going to be if boxing is dead. But I hint to why I think my idea and my views on why it is going to be inside this episode a little bit, but I'm not going to indulge in it too much. I'm just going to give some hints and then go on and just tell you what I saw from the fights and everything, because I think that's what everybody wants to talk about. And but thank you before we even go on and get into this episode. Thank you for playing that play button, downloading the episode. I appreciate it. I truly do. It means a lot. Next episode is top 5 underwears that men should wear. I'm dropping that next. Trust me, it's going to be a banger. You guys are going to enjoy it. Thank me later, because you're going to be like, oh, snap, I didn't even know. This is why you do that? This is why you wear this? Yep, trust me. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I truly thank you again. Stay safe. Stay loved. Let's get into the episode. Alrighty, guys, so we're gonna go right into talking about Fury versus Wilder 3. Happened this Saturday. My thoughts, my reviews of what I thought about not only the whole event, not just about the fight, but the whole event. And the reason why is because I'm gonna do a future topic. I get a little tongue tied, you guys know that. A future topic about if boxing is dead. So, that's what I'm going to go through. Not go through the whole card, because honestly, I guess that plays into the next future topic. But there were heavyweight fights on this fight card, right? And I didn't understand why there were heavyweight fights on this fight card when the main event of the fight card was a heavyweight fight for the championship. I don't know if they were trying to do a, spotlight on the heavyweight division, trying to create some more, put a spotlight on some contenders coming up later on or something like that. I don't know. I personally don't know. I just know it didn't make any sense. And, but I can't tell you who was fighting either on the card. Now, I was invited to go watch the fights, and I went out. Now, everyone at the place I was at in the house, we went to like a house watch party. Everyone was from the ages between 16 was the youngest that I saw. And I'm not even gonna talk about like the females or anything like that. I'm just talking about men. The youngest was 16. Females, they're from 18 and up, but for men, and for us, from the youngest was 16 all the way to maybe 29, 30, right? And maybe out of the 8 guys, right, they were like maybe, 7 or 8 guys, maybe 2 of them were into the whole fight card, like really watching the fight card, really, like 2 of them. And that's, the other ones were not, including me, were not even interested in the other card. I was there to watch the main event. I don't know why they would put more heavyweight fights on the card. I would think they would put lighter weights on the card to spice things up, because if you know that your heavyweight title fight's going to be a slobber knocker, more of a slow pace, hard hitter, you would want to then put the lighter weights, who are pretty quick and stuff like that, you would want to put them on the card to spice things up. But again, they didn't. That's fine. I didn't watch the undercard. I don't know who fought on the undercard, so I can't tell you if those fights were good or not. I saw glimpses here and there, but I didn't watch. Now, once we get to the fight, right before we start, everyone starts now, like, okay, the fight's about to start. So everybody starts gathering around the living room, putting the chairs up or whatever to get a good seat so they can watch the fight and whatever. They asked me what I thought was going to happen. I said, if Wilder had made the adjustments that he should have made, I think Wilder can knock him out within six. But if he doesn't, I think Fury would knock him out within eight. So, clearly, spoiler, if you didn't watch it, I'm pretty sure everyone knows what it is right now. The results and all that. It was like a, what, the 11th, 12th round knockout? So I was wrong, but I knew it was going to be a knockout at some point. So, yeah. 12, I think it was 11. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but I'm going to say 11th or 12th round. I think it might have been 11th. Great fight. I think Wilder came in with a beautiful game plan in the beginning. The first four rounds, even though he got knocked down in the second or third, even though he got knocked down early by Fury, Wilder came in and he had a great game plan. And a lot of people were asking, he looks a little more stiff. He looks a little more like robotish movements and stuff like that. But I was telling them he probably has a game plan. And usually his game plan is to throw wild punches to the head and headhunt. Maybe this one they came in and they just want to work the body. Because the first three rounds, Wilder was just jabbing to the body, jabs and straights, maybe some hooks. And Fury was trying to get into the clinch to, you know, make Wilder move around and hold his weight. But that just worked into Wilder's game plan at the end because he just kept working the body, which was beautiful. And which got Wilder two knockdowns in the fourth round. And I think that's what set up. Those knockdowns were the deposits he was making to the body early in the fight. I think Fury was like, oh, you're attacking the body. You're trying to get my cardio to start, you know, breaking me down from the body so I don't move and stuff like that. Harder for me to breathe. Because if you've never been punching the solar plex, I wouldn't recommend it at all. If, you know, the solar plex has literally no bones or anything, it's just air. So if you get punched in the middle, right below your chest, right in that middle spot, you're aired out. And you literally have to stop whatever you're doing to try to get all that air back in. So I think Wilder had a beautiful plan in the beginning. And I think once he got the two knockdowns in the fourth, that's when he decided that he was going to stray away from the game plan. Because after that, I didn't see Wilder really throw any more body shots after that. He started throwing 1-2 combinations down the pipe at the same time as Fury trying to connect. You know, like he was trying to catch Fury coming in with a punch of his own, but only throwing 1 or 2 punches. While Fury, on the other hand, I was able to regroup. And I said, I was saying, like, if Wilder doesn't put him down in the fifth and this keeps on going, it's going to get worse for Wilder because Fury has that experience of, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm going to go, if we go the whole 12 rounds, I'm dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And so is Wilder. Don't get me wrong. Wilder still has the same power. He's still dangerous in the 12th as he is in the first. But I think Fury knew that if he just kept going, the moment he recovered, he was going to make the adjustments to make sure he didn't get knocked down again. And don't get me wrong. It's a slobber knocker of a fight. But Wilder got away from the game plan. Fury realized it. He kept baiting him in after the fourth round to keep exchanging with him. Wilder hit him with some really big shots to the head, but so did Fury. And then what happened is Fury started putting combinations together while Wilder was just throwing a 1-2 or maybe just a 1 trying to catch him in. As they both threw punches, he was just trying to catch him in. While Fury was like, I'm going to throw these combinations and I'm going to make you go backwards. And then around the sixth round is when Wilder started backing up. And Fury said that he noticed that that Wilder is not a person that can fight going backwards. And I think once he started breaking down Wilder after the fifth round, that's when Wilder started backing up more. And the more you back up, the more Fury's going to keep connecting those combinations. And then he's going to clinch you and he's going to put all his weight on you and make you carry. He's going to get you in a headlock, make you want to, you know, cut the breathing off. If you don't know, if you get somebody in a headlock and you force them down while they're bent over, it constricts the breathing. So if you're in there with a big guy and you're throwing punches and you got a guy like Fury who's hovering over you, who's grabbing you, hugging you, make you carry his weight, that definitely takes a toll on your cardio for a fact. Like, hands down, takes a it hurts you to the point where you're just like, your arms start to get 10 times heavier. And I think that's what Fury started doing. Now, here's the problem with the referee in the boxing. I've seen this a lot. They clinch, right? And the referee will say, hey, don't clinch. When I tell you to, you know, box out of it, but if you clinch and you hear me say, hey, let go, you got to let go. And then he says, don't put the opponent in a headlock. You know, because you can tell Fury was trying to force Waller into these headlocks. But the, like, I don't understand what's the point of the warnings if you're not going to then take a point away by the third or fourth warning. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what's the point of you saying that over and over again if you're not going to do anything about it. And that's what I didn't like about this fight was, yes, Fury was doing, like, I knew he was going to be in the clinch, make him carry his weight, but there were some moments where he was trying to force Wilder's head down into a headlock, and the referee warned them several times, but nothing ever came of it. So it makes me go, like, I can't even blame Fury for doing this, because you're not doing anything about it. You're not, there's no consequences for it. You're just literally going to pull apart, point your finger at me, go, hey, don't do that, I'm warning you. But if I know that there's no consequence coming at after the warnings, I'm just gonna keep doing it. What's the point? Like, it didn't make any sense. I think it would have been a lot better if the referee would have at least took a point away around the sixth round and went, hey, you keep pushing his head down, here's a point, because I've warned you several times. I think that would have set the tone of the whole fight, to be quite honest. Because now both men would be like, damn, I got to box out this clinch because I don't want to get a point taken away. Fury just got a point taken away. Wilder now goes, oh, yeah, I don't want to be in a clinch now. Like, I don't want to, you know, because I might get a point taken away from me as well. And I know some people are like, well, that, you know, would have changed the landscape of the fight, because if, you know, if Fury would have won that round but then got a point taken away, then that's a 9-9. But somebody has to win that round. So now, rather than being a 10-9 Fury, now it's a 9-8 for Fury and an 8 for Wilder, because somebody has to win the round. You can't just tie in a round. You can tie at the end result at a boxing fight. All 12 rounds, you get 6 rounds, you get 6 rounds. It's a tie. But when it's an individual round, somebody has to be the clear winner. So if Fury was winning, let's say in the 6th round, and he got a point taken away, and the point system should have been 10-9 for Fury, 9 for Wilder. Since he got that point taken away, it'd be now Fury 9 and Wilder 8. And I think that, it sounds a little confusing, but I think it will bring a new aspect into the game of boxing, to be quite honest. And it will make guys like Fury not be like, oh, I'm going to keep, you know, with this tactic of pushing his head down. I think he would... after taking a point away, he'd be like, all right, I got to box out. Never mind. I have to box out of the clinch. I can't just keep holding him and pushing his head down. But yeah, that's the other thing that I didn't like. The referee just didn't make any sense to me. I don't know if that's... And again, I'm not that into boxing all like that, where I'm like, I know every policy and nuance of the rules. Like, I know the rules. Don't get me wrong. I know the rules of boxing. I just don't know if the referee can take a point away from that, or he just has to keep warning him. But I would like to see a point taken away at some, you know, because then it will set the tone of the fight. But yeah, and these guys went at it for a minute. And I believe in the 11th round. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember because I was about to leave with my girlfriend because she said she wasn't feeling too well. So we were about to head out, but then she started talking. She did that Hispanic goodbye where she's like, all right, guys, goodbye, goodbye. And that was like around the 9th round. And then she started talking to her friend at the corner for a second. And then the 9th round went, then the 10th round went. And I think the 11th round is where I sat down. I said, hey, just give me one more round and then we can leave when the fight's over. And I believe that's when Fury knocked out Wilder. And these guys were hitting each other with some very hard punches. Very, very hard punches. But Fury got the win. And Fury did not look too... How do I say it? Because I don't want to say He didn't look too muscular, but I think that's what helped him out at the end, is that he didn't have a lot of muscle that he was carrying on. Wilder has a lot of muscle that he has to carry around. So for a 12-round fight, it's very, very, what's the word I want to use? It's very, I'm just going to say it's better for him to win the fight early in the round. Beneficial, there you go. Beneficial to win the rounds early than to go all 12, because Wilder has so much muscle, and those muscles need oxygen. Every single of those muscles, biceps, triceps, abs, the legs, your lungs, they all need air. So you're only getting a certain amount of air when you breathe in. But it's hard to do that when you're throwing punches and you're trying to block punches and sway out your head, movement out of the way, out of punches, because we tend to hold our breaths when we do certain things, certain movements, especially in boxing. I'm not saying that Wilder does that, but he does have a lot of muscle, which means 12-round fights are not that beneficial for him to go all 12. He, you know, if he would have knocked them out in the fourth, that would have been great. You know, he wouldn't, you know, but you can tell as the fight was going on, both men were tired, but Fury was able to capitalize more. One, because of the experience, don't get me wrong, Fury's been fighting for a very long time, but also he didn't have that much muscle. He had a lot more fat than he did muscle, but with that fat, you burn that fat to get that energy. You really don't have to, if you're in conditioned and you're conditioned to fight without the muscle, it's a lot easier to go down that stretch. Because now your body isn't asking you to, your body is asking for oxygen for your lungs. You know what I mean? Just the essentials. When you have all these muscles, the body starts to ask for the oxygen for everything else, all those other extra muscles. And I think that's what I saw. And I definitely was like, damn, Fury looks way bigger. And they told me that both men hadn't fought in 2 years. I said, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But they look good, and they hit each other really hard. Like I said, I was really impressed with Wilder. I wish Wilder would have kept the game plan. But once he got the knockdown, I can only imagine he got reset to his old ways, where I'm just going to go for the knockout now. I'm a head hunt because I know I can touch you. And I've touched you twice, and you touched the mat twice. But Fury kept coming back. Fury knocked him down the first time, and he knocked him down the last time. Like, and that, I think, goes to experience, but also the cardio of both men and the body types that they both have, you know. But it was definitely a good fight. I enjoyed it. Just that fight, again, no ill will towards the fight card, or not saying that the guys on the undercard aren't worth me watching. It's just I wasn't interested because they weren't promoted. The only people that were promoted for this fight card was Tyson Fury and Wilder. So the whole fight card was about the third fight. So no poster, no countdown, no promotional anything on YouTube, Instagram, that it go, hey, make sure you watch the undercards because these are some really good heavyweights that can one day be contenders. No, that didn't happen. They just said, here's the fight. And again, in a future topic, I will talk about that. That also goes into why I think boxing is a dying sport. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed the fight. One hell of a fight. Both men gave it everything they had. They took some really big shots, gave some really big shots, and showed that, hey, if you want to be a heavyweight champ or just a champ in general, this is the level you need to get to be able to have those skills to go these 12 rounds. And I think Wilder is definitely a great champion. I think he will come back. Maybe we see a fourth one. Maybe. I don't know. People are going to be like, well, you know, Fury won twice. Why would we want to see a fourth one? I think if Wilder gets one or two more fights in, I think he can then rematch Fury but I don't know if anybody would pay for it. But at the same time, who's in the heavyweight division? Again, they put up heavyweights in the undercard, but I didn't even watch it because I didn't know they were heavyweights and I didn't know anything about them. So I didn't care about them. So I didn't watch. So the only two people you told me to care about was the two guys in the main event. And that's why I think you can have a fourth fight somewhere down the line, I believe, to be quite honest. But I think Wilder definitely, they have to make, I think they have to make Wilder and Joshua, to be quite honest. That's the next big fight. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know. Maybe they do Joshua and Fury. That'd be cool too. But yeah. And all in all, I enjoyed the fight. I liked it. And don't worry, guys. I definitely have next episode. It's going to be top five underwears. Make sure you tune into that. But guys, that's my time. Thank you for tuning in. I'm not going to go on. It's been almost 20 minutes. I'm not going to ramble anymore. I think I got my point across of what I thought about the fight and everything. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for playing the play button, downloading the episode. It means a lot to me. I truly appreciate it. Your support and everything. You guys stay safe, stay blessed, and stay loved.